From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. The United Nations has called for urgent help for Turkey, which is dealing with a refugee crisis along its border with Syria. The UN's Human Rights Agency says some 130,000 Syrian refugees have crossed the border in recent days. Syrian Kurds are fleeing in their tens of thousands from Islamic State militants who've grabbed control of large parts of Iraq and Syria in recent months. Turkey has now closed the majority of its border with Syria. Laura Wells is a freelance journalist in Istanbul.
Turkey keeps on opening and closing the border. They say it's because of security reasons. But of course, this is a very large number of refugees to come in at one time in a very remote area of Turkey, and they certainly want to prevent a humanitarian crisis.
Western militaries are reportedly engaged in an urgent effort to train Kurdish fighters to combat Islamic State militants. As Malcolm Brown reports, the U.S. and allied nations are trying to address shortcomings in forces, which are central to the anti-ISIS strategy.
American, British and French advisers are reportedly on the ground in northern Iraq, working to boost the capabilities of Kurdish forces. The Wall Street Journal reports that the training includes the use of sophisticated weapons, such as advanced anti-tank missiles. The paper says the Western trainers are also working to transform the Peshmerga from a predominantly guerrilla fighting force to a more organized force, capable of urban combat and holding ground. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is continuing to defend a peace plan agreed Saturday despite more reported deaths of government troops. The ceasefire talks in the Belarusian capital Minsk resulted in both sides consenting to create a buffer zone between the opposing forces, but Kiev says it won't be implemented until the violations stop. Jack Parak reports from Moscow.
A Ukrainian government military official says they've had two men killed since Saturday and estimated the pro-Russian rebels had lost 40. An original ceasefire agreement from September the 5th was largely violated by fighting on both sides. The new one is to prevent military aircraft flying over the battle sites and for both sides to withdraw weapons over 100mm calibre back 15 kilometres. Separatists are currently in control of the disputed city of Donetsk, while government forces are held up at the city's airport. Russia continues to deny any involvement in the conflict, which has killed over 3,000 people.
The US Secret Service is launching a full review of Friday night's security breach at the White House. That's according to presidential spokesperson Josh Earnest. He said President Obama was obviously concerned that an Iraq war veteran had simply jumped over the fence, run across the White House lawn, and entered the building before he was caught. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. One day after a large-scale climate change march through Manhattan, hundreds of environmental activists are on the move again. They're headed for New York's financial district to demonstrate their belief that America's economic system encourages investments that harm the environment. New York correspondent Patrice Howard reports.
The protesters aren't occupying Wall Street. They say they're flooding it. More than 1,000 activists showed up to blockade Manhattan's financial center, dressed in blue to represent a human wave that could potentially slam into the low-lying city like Superstorm Sandy. Their message is that big companies are not chipping in to aid the global warming fight. But across town, Progress, the Rockefeller family whose fortune came from big oil, announced that they will divest some of their fortune from 200 major oil and gas companies for the environment's sake. This just one day before world leaders gather for the UN Climate Summit. Patrice Howard, New York.
The U.S. space agency's Maven spacecraft has successfully entered orbit around Mars, completing a journey that's lasted nearly a year and covered over 440 million miles. The robotic explorer will now study the red planet's atmosphere, paving the way for the human explorers that NASA hopes to send to Mars in the 2030s. Lorna Shaddick reports.
Maven's been travelling through space for the last 10 months after being launched from Cape Canaveral last November. But it's now fired its brakes and slipped into an elliptical 35-hour orbit around Mars. Flight controllers will now spend the next 6 weeks adjusting Maven's altitude and checking its 8 science instruments before starting to investigate the red planet's upper atmosphere. All the work will be done from orbit. Maven isn't designed to land. Scientists believe the Martian atmosphere may hold clues as to how the red planet went from being warm and wet billions of years ago to cold and dry now. It's thought that early moist world could have held microbial life. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.